Really made out of pumpkins?
And he's got a pumpkin for a head.
Is his name Jack?
Yes.
Okay!
Where Pumpkin Jack comes from?
Recently he's made some forays into northern England, or so we think.
Okay!
And so we thought we might just put an end to it, or, you know, capture him.
That sounds exciting!
We've had a difficult time dealing with him directly.
Okay! I can understand that. He's got a pumpkin for a head.
Well, and he's also a ghost.
Oh! Okay!
Well, I suppose we should get back to the business at hand, really. Would you be interested in funding our trade company /...
Oh, sure! I'd just like you to sell a few of my products!
Well,
we can do that, as long as they're safe.
Oh, they're... I feel dead to them! They're perfectly safe!
Sheep one just traumatizes sheep.
That's perfect. No one cares about animal cruelty in this day and age.
For her.
No one important cares about animal cruelty these days.
I'm important.
You're a woman.
So?
You're a woman. Your opinion doesn't mean anything except to your husband.
I don't have a husband.
I'm sorry. That you have to be a spinster.
Please get.
You're going to buy a bunch of cats?
Big cats.
She has a cougar ranch.
I can never be friends with you again.
Is she a cougar?
No.
Well, you know, because every time I ride by her ranch, it's just
poof, 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 poof. And you are 30 minutes away from Pulaski.
No. At that point, I'm going to pull Manco from Team Fortress. I'm going to wrestle the cougar with my bare hands because I like the cougar's moxie.
Yes. Well,
what would you like us to sell, I suppose?
Oh, I've got a whole slew of products!
Well, if you don't mind, we'd like to try them all out before we can say we're going to sell.
Oh, of course, of course!
Well,
but yes,
so,
I think, I think
so
we
what you
can
do is you sell them to other lodges.
Yeah, you know,
if he has something that
work?
Can communicate with ghosts, then yeah. I'm sure there are lodges out there who'd be like...
Or a bow that can catch ghosts.
Yeah.
Alright, well.
Yes, I think we'd like to test them out before we sell them, but yes, I think we can come to an agreement there.
Oh, of course, of course! Let me go get the paperwork!
Very well.
While he's gone, hopefully this works out
this
for the
sounds
best.
Like a bad idea.
Wolf.
A robot dog?
Yeah.
Is there anything that we do that's a good idea?
We have the cabal.
You give us weapons.
With some, have you seen some of the Rippers?
I have normal weapon. It's a gun. A club.
I have normal weapon. It's a gun.
You give me a heavy coat. That's a good idea.
I've got a heavy coat. I got a gun, a knife, an axe, Ripper claws, a sawed-off shotgun.
Why are you carrying that?
I've got my backpack with me.
Can you take Ripper claws off?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're just a strap-on, thing.
So it's not really Ripper tech at that point.
No,
it's not Ripper tech.
I'm the
at all.
One character in our group who is going to say, no Ripper tech. Well, and maybe Jessica, I don't really know.
Yeah, unless something really bad happens to me, I don't
really know. Like, have
you lose access to your arm?
That's why
because
I got
they wanted EXP.
He wanted EXP.
I wanted it to be even.
It's still not even.
I know.
I'm still ahead of you guys.
I know, it pisses me off.
Oh, poor baby.
Well, you need to be awesome then, Ryan, so I'm going to give you extra EXP.
None of us have been awesome enough to warrant extra EXP yet.
No. That session, he gave Jessica and I an extra EXP.
Oh, that's right, to catch you up with Ivan and I.
No,
you're ahead of me.
Because our hindrances.
You guys were behind.
Yeah, because they
stayed
behind.
No, it was because of status.
No, we stayed behind. We played our hindrances because we stayed behind in the jail after they were going to break us out.
All right.
We did because it was split to our steps.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
And I couldn't make you.
Time passes. I stare at the dog confusedly.
Woof.
I pet the dog?
Yeah. It's metal.
See, he likes it.
He comes back with a stack of papers about yay thick. But, of course, it's, 8 by 10.
Well,
someone read it.
Well, well, you're our business.
That's going to take a while for me.
Can I take this home?
Oh, sure, of course. I've got plenty of copies. I think he wants us to sign it while we're here, doesn't he?
No, you can take it home.
I asked if I could take it home. He said yes.
No, I wasn't sure if that meant I'll give you a copy after you sign it. That's kind of what I interpreted as being said.
You can read contracts before you sign them. That just shows you're intelligent.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be back in touch with you.
Oh, good!
Thank you for your time, and we'll...
Of course, best of luck. Are you sure you don't want the automatic sheep shearer?
We made.
We're gonna test it.
Yes.
Wool is kind of, it's our first venture. We're not sure if that's what we want to do yet, so we're not committing to any particular...
Oh, okay!
As someone of your stature certainly understands, you can't just limit yourself to one type of invention, can you?
Oh, of course not, of course not.
Huh!
He waves you guys off.
I assume he is basically arcane background weird science.
It's reasonable to assume.
Arcane power background. Crazy science. It's worse than weird science.
Well, if it is weird science, that does pretty much mean that his inventions are one-offs. Pretty much. Like his need to trap his mother. There's your weird science.
So, yeah, you're guessing that you're basically going to have to... It's going to take time to read this much paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to give me a series of successful knowledge business. In order to basically read a stat, read part of it, you're going to need it takes 4 hours per success. You need a total of 4 to get through all of it. You have a total of 5 days to finish it. That way you can get its response.
One.
See if it aces. 5. Okay. So 4 hours, you've gotten a fourth of the way through the stack.
I assume she aces, she reads more than...
Yes. Basically reads 2.
They keep copying the same thing.
Wait, he wants me to do what with a chicken?
Okay. No. That one's just full of jargon. You spend the rest of the day figuring it out, so you're a quarter of the way through. You've got 4 days to go.
No.
Alright, you've got the second half of this day.
Oh. Yes.
So. Alright, you're now half the way through, and you've got 3 days to go.
Nope.
Okay, second half of
nope.
That thing. Gonna burn extra effort?
Yep.
Add a d6. So 3 plus
8.
5 is 8.
You finish it!
Hand me your other card.
What is the other card?
Payback.
Plus 2 to the damage, plus 2 to the hit.
On an opposing wild card.
Okay, I'll hand my cards for now.
So you get to pick one or something?
Yeah. You get 2, but you'll get to use one.
Like, if I actually get 3 XP, I'll have 3 cards per
session.
Until we refresh. What it is, right?
All
right,
so basically what you get is the amount of investment that he pours into it is directly proportional to the amount of profit he makes off of the inventions of his that you sell.
So we actually have something that Black Mesa sells. Weird science.
So
wow, what is Black Mesa going towards?
Therefore, if you don't sell anything, he doesn't give you anything.
Okay, so it's based on ourselves.
Is there any sort of commitment, like, let's say we have a bad month, we don't manage to sell anything, if that happens several times, will he pull his investment out, or...?
He reserves the right to. It doesn't
mean he will.
But he does reserve that right to.
Mm-hmm. I assume this is essentially what his monthly, you know, upkeep is going to be. Is
once
actually selling.
He doesn't take that back. But he could stop investing.
Yes, that's what...
Mm-hmm.
But it's all based on how much you sell, what I'm hearing.
Are the sales going to be equivalent of the needing to upkeep an investor once per month?
Basically what it is if you can manage to sell his products that so far no one else has been able to successfully use, then you'll get the £100 per month. But if you don't sell anything, then of course you don't get anything. And if you roll double ones, basically someone died because of your invention.
And then we need to,
And then you get sued.
Yay for litigation. Someone take knowledge of law.
It's, of course, a highly risky procedure. But of course, he's selling his inventions.
No.
So it's not exactly stable.
What this means is that I have to make contracts for anyone who wants to buy our stuff. If no severe damage happens to the house, property, or person, we are not held responsible.
Can we sign this waiver before you purchase our product? Thank you very much. Black Mesa is not liable for any sort of damages caused by products sold by Black Mesa.
Distortion, invasion.
If it's used as intentioned or not intentioned. Both.
We are not liable for any sort of resonance cascade that may occur in the usage of this product.
So you guys have 3 days to decide whether or not this is something you want to take up.
I think it's...
I explain the basic of the paper.
I support it.
I'm good. What stat would the sales be going off of? Just diplomacy?
Knowledge? Sales.
Business?
Knowledge business.
Okay, so Jessica can make these rolls.
Oh, yes. And depending on what invention he hands you for the month, of course, varies the difficulty of.
So if he hands us, you know, like a flamethrower that's liable to melt your hands off, it's going to be a bit harder to sell.
If they know about the melt your hands off part.
Yeah, now, remember, it had to be
out of
ammo.
You said you guys are going to test each of these products before you sell them.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, you've already got fake parts.
I am not testing these products.
Oh, don't. You NPCs are too non-expendable.
Non-expendable.
No.
What's that? Is this true?
No. We'll have the British guy.
Tony.
Tony, test this
Tony
out.
Tony the ex-Cabal agent.
Tony would love, like, anything with destruction, though.
All right.
I'm sure he will volunteer for the flamethrower.
Well, it sounds like three of the four are for it, so my answer doesn't really matter.
Since there's like nine of us all together, we each test one thing.
I want to test the sheep shear.
All right, I drop it on your head.
Bastard.
But no, what we don't realize is when you drop it on it, there's suddenly a electrical link between you and the sheep, so... You experience what the sheep experiences.
You now have an empathic link to the sheep.
I'm pregnant.
Alright. So, you guys have 3 days to decide and test the first product.
Well, these three...
So, yes.
Which product does he hand us?
What's the first product?
The first product that he hands you is the personal flying device, the PFD.
Oh. Sounds promising.
What were the instructions?
Is it the one that explodes at 20 feet?
Yes.
Well, what it is it's basically a 30-pound backpack. With all sorts of weird gizmos and whatnot. And of course, it's got this giant rotor blade that is able to slide up and down, depending on the adjuster of the wearer's height. And that, of course, has a giant propeller on it that will be able to lift you up off the ground.
If I'm imagining the dwarven flying machines from War, am I getting a
about
good
right?
Idea?
About right. And then it also uses a fire that shoots out the bottom. And that can adjust up and down to be able to direct you from forward to backward, and you have to use your own mind to drive.
Okay, there's not a chance that the propeller will snap and drop as you're flying?
it's secured by a single bolt.
Alright, well, who wants to try it out?
Not me.
Hello!
You're short. It drops, I'll miss you!
Pick the backpack up.
Make your knowledge weird science.
You mean your d4 minus 2?
That's right!
You didn't give us instructions?
Oh no, he told you how to use it.
I got a 1.
1. Okay, so you only got an effect of 1. You can't turn it on. Just keep sitting there fiddling.
I don't know if he didn't get a negative.
Yeah, he didn't get a negative or he didn't get a success.
I got a 0 and a 1, alright.
We're all fighting.
Come on!
Got a 1. Got a 3.
And is that a 1 on your die? Alright. You can feel yourself lifting up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
it's you don't know how to make it go down.
Hey, you might want to come down.
I don't know how.
Turn it off.
Figure it out.
That doesn't seem very bright.
Let's do it now before I get too high.
Go over the water and turn it
you
off.
Need to turn it off.
Is there any water nearby?
Oh, sure. You start trying to make your way toward the river.
You know what? You know what? You say, I don't want to break this, though, but I don't
want to
break...
Find a fruit stand!
And look, cart with hay. Land in it.
Do I see any hay?
And like, make sure you hit the hay. That's the hay.
Well, sure, you see hay.
No, that's a bad idea! Bad idea!
Let's get the water ready.
He's shooting that kitchen fire. Hay is not good.
9 minus 2 is a 7.
7. You successfully shut it off and plummet.
I think you joke about all the air.
Since you aim for something soft, it's only 2d6 points of damage.
Okay.
6. Doesn't really even shake you, but as you hit, of course, the hay, it bursts into flames.
I told you!
You do not catch fire this turn.
Get out of the fire!
Give me an agility check, as hay is not ignited.
Burning hay, nonetheless.
Alright, you take a d6 worth of fire damage, and then I roll to see if you catch fire. This ignores armor. Okay? You do not catch fire this turn.
Okay, but it doesn't ignore his
toughness.
That's correct. Alright.
Well, I think it went well.
Well, we might want to include some more written instructions on how to turn that off and controls.
I'm taking notes. What button did you push?
I don't remember.
The same one.
That's probably how it works since it's weird science. Which is why all of his inventions work for him just fine. Because he has knowledge weird science.
That's right.
Everyone else is rolling a d4 minus 2.
And if they're not a wild card,
these are going to be hard to sell. We're going to get a lot of liability here.
How about this? Let's lay it down and we can test the buttons without us being attached to it, so hopefully it won't fly off. And if it does, well, hooey.
Yes.
Wait, what are you doing?
He's tying it to the ground so it won't fly away.
But the thing's meant to go up.
And we can hold on to it. So
no, it's not a 1 on the die, and it's not less than a 1. Flippy, 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 4, 8, 12, 15 minus 2, 13.
See, it works!
There you go, perfect!
Oh, this is much easier once you get the hang of it.
Well, you should keep doing that while we go get some people watching.
Okay, now I need you to list off the buttons you push so I know how it works.
You got a 13, you tell her which buttons.
Blah, 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 blah. That's not a button.
That's what it says on the button. A very large button.
Do not push this button.
I pushed it and it started working.
Okay, now try and angle it so it lowers slowly.
Anytime you use it, give me a roll.
Oh.
Oh no, wait, you successfully activated the power.
It lasts...
Oh, this is just a piloting check. That's right. Because now that you've successfully turned it on, now it's just a pilot check.
You have pilot on?
Sounds like it's not going to matter.
14. No, 12.
I guess we cut him out and he can fly around. We untie you from the ground, Alec.
Don't get lost!
Well, I think you were.
I think it works.
Yeah, well, it looks like it works. We might be able to sell that to another lodge.
Another lodge? Some other crazy people.
Crazy people.
I'm sure country people would love it.
We should totally sell it to the Wright brothers.
Wait. Here's what we should do. We should sell all these malfunctioning things to the Cabal. Then they blow.
They have knowledge of weird science.
Yeah,
that's the cabal. Go box or something. Go box. Cabal. Just get in the mail. What is it? It looks like a bomb.
So after a couple of minutes of flying around, it gives you the low fuel warning.
I land at that point.
You land. Yeah, give me that one last piloting.
That means you got to use it again, right?
No. Since he successfully turned it on.
It's a two.
Two. All right. No significant damage.
It's a little hard on the landing, but...
Ah. It's better than his last landing.
I'm
not on fire.
Because I dust more soot off my... dusty soot.
Sooty dust.
Okay.
Did you make us all this? I did. I did organize this and put it in English, and you guys will be fine.
Oh, God.
You need to write out some sort of long, drawn-out contract so they can't...
Exactly.
Well, they can, but they don't have any...
Well, this means that I have to hire someone to make the contract.
Here's the thing, Jessica. You don't translate the instructions.
Hope you understand me.
I mean, what? How do you feel half the time you get something in the mail that's from another country? It's like, or even sometimes from your same country, because it's like,
I'm a man.
I don't
read instructions.
Just give me pictures.
Yeah, you read instructions. What the hell is this?
I'm not dumb.
No, man.
I've been told this before. I'm also not American.
There you go.
Steven is like to point that out.
Yeah, alright, so, do you want to try and sell this now, or do we just want to...
Well, this is the first day that we've tested an item. We still have 2 days.
We test one item a month.
Month or
day?
You just have to sell some items during the month.
Okay. So I suppose these next couple of days, I'll, be in translating this, and I'll get a professional, I suppose, lawyer... to make the contracts.
Give him £10 and he'll write you up a contract.
There you go.
Waivers, basically, that say Black Mesa Company, trading company, has no liability. Although I don't know the laws in Europe on liability actually are.
That's why I got a lawyer to do it. My knowledge of law? I know this stuff back in India.
I can tell you the laws of America. Wait, no, I can't. I don't have knowledge of law.
Damn it, I'm just a marshal.
I do what I'm ordered to do.
There's only one law in Canada. Don't let the policeman catch you.
I'm just a fan.
Actually, at this point in time, isn't China a republic?
No.
Actually, they didn't have a communist revolution.
Because communism hasn't been invented yet.
It has been invented, yes. It's just no one's gone to it yet.
What were they... Well,
there was the GNR, which was a faux democracy, and then previous to that, it was still, basically the last dying dynasties. Okay. Right now, I still think it's a dying dynasty.
GNR, isn't that an organization or a group of Fallout?
GNR?
GNR.
Oh.
I think that's what they're called.
Galaxy News Radio.
Yeah, I'll look it up later. It's not really that
much. Which was something. I don't know if that was,
No. That's something else, News Radio. Galaxy News Radio is from Cowboy Bebop, I think.
No, they didn't listen to the radio.
They watched. But it's on one of their albums.
It's somewhere. Just Google GNR.
So good. So did you guys want to bring Lord Savage with us?
Let's bring it up to him, see if he wants to come.
Sure.
Can't hurt.
Give me a persuasion roll.
Are we actually trying to persuade him to come, or?
Mm-hmm. We're hunting a ghost. We're trying to learn how to kill it. We have all these other messages, but they haven't worked yet.
No, they all work. They just don't. He doesn't stay dead. Dead.
Yes, I got that.
It is good.
I got
that
radio. So 12
of them. 12! Sure! I have not hunted a ghost before!
Who is it?
Okay, we tell them all the things that we know that hurt ghosts and all the things that have been used on Pumpkin's
Cat. You're right.
You're right.
Ah!
They tend to favor fire.
Bullets, bullets. More bullets, different kinds of bullets, some other bullets.
I will try and get that Thomas, Mr. Sand, to make some kind of ghost copy thing.
It'll take some time.
Sure, it will take the initial construction cost of 15 pounds, and then he should have it for you ready in 3 weeks.
Well, I could do the 15 pounds, but we'll be gone.
Is there any place you want me to leave it for you?
What do you guys make?
New England?
Ryan, it's not going to work. Especially considering, chances are, metagame-wise, chances are, we're going to be fighting Pumpkin Jack in America.
Right. That's why I said New England.
Yes. Let's assume we stay 2 weeks. We're coming back. The bottle will almost be in America.
Yeah.
So, no. Okay. Huh. You're going to have to leave instructions as to who is going to be here when, as to who you want to go out next. Because you aren't going to hit the month mark while you guys are going.
Right now, Jane, Boki, and Tony are out. So...
I'm going to go upstairs.
See you later.
So.
We'll leave Travis in charge.
Okay.
Because he has experience in the field.
You guys can use that on if you want. For anything. Yeah.
So we can have him go outside and buy home.
And so...
And
then he can... And that would mean the next three would be Buddha, Horus, and Clay.
Alright. They will head on out.
Because right now, the other group's already out.
Alright, and since the month mark is going to happen, I'm going to quickly do the battle report. Hold on, let me pause this. Okay.
I have a ghoul to eat your face.
Oh, okay. Turn on dead.
Each round, best options. It's very hard to turn that one ghoul back up to that.
Okay. So.
Alright. So, what? You guys have booked your passage.
You need to give me a guts check.
That's
wrong, Dave. Being on a bigger boat helps.
Five. Alright. Since you know there's no real direct adventure involved with going over the ocean this time, you kind of...
I don't look down.
Don't go near the railings. You spend a lot of time in your room, you know. You're kind of isolated. By the time, you know, you guys finally reach the U.S., she's, like, gone slightly crazy, but...
Are you stir crazy?
Adam Duber.
Yeah, you've got cabin fever. You just want to get out. Alright.
So no direct mini-quests along the way?
Nope.
Okay.
You guys now land in New York. The wonderful smell of sewage and smog hits you guys full in the face, but, you know, you guys left that in London, hit the ocean, nice salty breeze, then hit it again.
The ocean is stinky.
Well, let me get into... Wait, did I launch from New York to go to London?
Of course.
Okay. Do we have to pass through Ellis Island?
Yeah.
Since I'm an American citizen, do I manage to bypass most of that?
You just, you know, you show me your passport, and they're like, oh, well...
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Check you for any weird, strange diseases. Where have you been? London? Oh.
Yeah, all the diseases they have here, you have here. I take it these three have to pass through... Four have to pass through customs,
yeah.
Though.
But it's a... Let's see. They look at... You are acceptable. You look like you're supposed to be here. You look like an upstanding gentleman. They have your English, no problem. You, however, are going to be an issue getting into the country.
Lord Savage makes it through just fine, too, I think.
Lord Savage makes it through just fine.
I was...
Lord Savage basically bullies them into letting... you in.
Thank you.
We don't allow Chinese. How dare you? I am Lord Savage of